Now today, as well as answering your science questions, we're also going to take a look at what's happening in the world of technology. Here's Meera Senthilingam.
It's time to find out what the world of technology has to offer in 2009. So this month, I'm in the Business Centre for BBC News Online, and I'm here with our resident tech expert, Chris Vallance. Hello, Chris.
Hi, yes. There's a reason why we've come up here, and that's so I can pick the brains of the BBC's resident tech expert, Mark Ward, who is the technology correspondent for the news website. And we're going to chat about trends in technology, because it's the start of the year, and there's one event which really showcases that for the tech industry, CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. And Mark, you were there. It was at the beginning of January that the big conference, the big jamboree, happened. What was being showcased?
Well, lots of things, really. I mean, it's a consumer electronics show, so that, you know, the clue's in the title. I mean, there's just everything was there. The big surprise, though, was I was expecting lots of really funky, shiny stuff. But actually, the big thing that was there was TV. Bigger screens, obviously, but more stuff to do with your big flat panel TV that you bought probably last year. Be that adding web bits to it or, you know, do more with your high-definition movies and things like that. TV was the star of the show, no doubt about it.
And it was a bit 1950s as well, 3D TV.
But yeah, this was very much the kind of next generation of it, though. It's stereoscopic, so glasses you still have to wear, but, you know, not the, and certainly a better quality of 3D. But the problem is that for all the talk, it still means you're going to have to buy a 3D capable set. That's going to be pricey, and there's very little content out there at the moment. Broadcasters are saying they will when there's content, and the content makers doubtless will say we'll make it when there's an audience. So at the moment, it's a lot of plans, a lot of sound and fury, but precious little action.
But we have seen things like IMAX, which have, I suppose, a similar problem. You need a huge cinema, you need special cameras. They have kind of taken off, so it's not hopeless for 3D TV.
No, there's a lot of commitment in the kind of film industry to do it, and I think sort of, you know, in a 5-10 years' time, maybe, yeah, we're going to start seeing that percolate through. But people keep their TVs for a long time, and if you just bought one, you're not going to spend the same amount of money again just to get at, what, 100 movies or something like that? Well, there's a vast catalogue of better stuff you could get at.
Well, I think for 2008, I've got in my hands one of these little tiny netbooks, these small, very, well, ultra-portable laptops. They're not very expensive, and they've been a real hit. Is that going to continue next year, at least according to the people at CES?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of tiny, shiny computers on show. There's a lot of netbooks now, about 15% of the PC market. Grew by 100% or so last year. Probably going to do the same this year. But I think at CES what we saw was the end of the compromises that you have to make when you buy one. Typically it means they're a bit slow, graphics aren't great, battery life can be a bit problematic. Whereas at the show we saw much longer battery lives, much more powerful processors, and graphics are starting to improve as well. So you might be able to play decent games on it and certainly show some video.
But times are hard. Was that affecting what was on display at CES?
Well, definitely. There's certainly some stats quoted about sales figures and things like that. And certainly in certain sectors, you're starting to see a shift from the kind of maximum that people can afford in terms of, say, a flat panel TV to something they're happy to spend. So you see a bulge around the sort of 32 to 40-inch kind of sets rather than sort of bigger than that. And certainly a lot of people, they were saying that actually the consumer entertainment might hold up pretty well, actually, because people have tend to have got their flat panel TV, they've got their games console, got their smartphone, and now they want to do something with it. So games, movies, those kind of web-based services are probably going to be pretty popular the next couple of years as people stay at home rather than go out and save that money.
Well, Mark, other than what you saw at CES this year, is there anything else you're looking forward to in particular?
Well, I think there's a growing emphasis on green computers, green computing, green electronics, that kind of thing, because I think Groucho Marx said about Doris Day he knew her before she was a virgin, and I suspect that's the same with a lot of electronics companies, that they've discovered they're not as bad in the green statistics as they thought, so they're touting that as something of a that people should pay attention to. But I think people are pretty sceptical, but I think it's starting to figure in people's perceptions. So, you know, beyond brand, beyond price, people are going to start taking those green credentials quite seriously.
And how about you, Chris? What have you seen that's coming up this year?
Well, I'm interested. I mean, it's not necessarily brand new for this year, but I think we're going to see more of it and people employing this technology creatively. I'm interested in these SLR, these single-lens reflex cameras that can shoot video. There are two on the market at the moment, very different price ranges. But the films that they produce are really interesting because you can change lenses, which you can't do with a cheap consumer camera. You can put on, you know, wide angle lenses, zoom lenses, you can even do those tilt shift lenses, make everybody look little like little tiny people. So the creative possibilities are really interesting. The quality of images, because of the different way they focus onto the sensor, that looks very different as well. It's more like film. Now, there are drawbacks. You know, people who've reviewed them say they're hard to handle, you know, hard to keep them steady. You need tripods. You have to know what you're doing. But I think the creative possibilities are really interesting. I think we're going to see some high-definition films produced on these things start to emerge on the web. And I'm just really interested. I want to see what people make with this stuff. I think it's quite exciting from a visual point of view.
So 3D televisions and miniature laptops, all very futuristic indeed. That was Naked Scientist Mira Senthilingam talking to our resident tech expert Chris Vallance and the BBT's technology correspondent Mark Ward about the technology that we should be looking out for because it's coming our way.